That was Yola Tango from their album that I don't think is out yet, although it could be wrong. Although technically I can't. It's called And Then Nothing Turned Itself Inside Out.
The world explodes in a paradox.
The song was called Tears Are in Your Eyes.
And that's a good place for the tears.
Yeah.
Because if like tears were in your nose, or tears are in your pancreatic ducts.
Tears are on your turntable.
Tears are in your car.
Yeah, you can't scratch up tears. Or tears can't drive unless they're like 15 years old, and tears rarely last that long. Little segment right about now where we tell you about the world around you, because there is a world. I know you doubt it sometimes, but sooner or later, you're going to put the couch cushion back where it's supposed to be and move your head to places other than underneath the couch. And you're going to discover that entire world out there, and it's going to be a thrilling moment. And in case this is the week when you do that, here's some things that you can do out in that world, out in the world around you. Some super happy fun time public service announcements.
You know, when we started this show, I was so full of fire.
I was too. I had verve.
So full of spunk.
Pizzazz.
And when this moment chutzpah came, this moment came with which I was so accustomed to busting down beats with you, we would attack it.
We would. We'd attack it like a pack of wild, feral babies.
Really, with unparalleled fervor.
Really.
But it's been over a year now, and the fervor has since died.
The fervor's gone. The magic is...
The momentum is killed, and I don't know what I can attribute that to.
I've laid this sweet baby down and worked her over enough.
But she just won't come to Papa.
She just... Yeah. And so...
She's gone cold. She's gone to the fridge to grab us two lowenbrows. A pity lowenbrow. Not a celebratory lowenbrow.
Dutch door action on the PSA.
And so, I have to apologize, but I just can't give up the funk right now. On behalf of myself and Beatmaster Ramson.
Do you have to tell everybody that on the air?
Oh, that's your private code
you
name.
You bastard.
We're just going to go right into the PSAs without the funky segue. I'm sorry.
God, what a downer. Downer!
Oh, jeez.
The Urbana Country Dancers host Contra Dance evenings from 8 until 11 p.m. on the first and third Fridays of each month, with some occasional dances on Saturdays.
Dance, you infidel!
I was thinking more like... Now watch, if I hit A, B, up, down, left, right, A, B, B, A, select, start, I have unlimited contra dancing lives!
Oh, God, what a fantastic reference.
Oh, man. Contra dance is a traditional American dance that puts politicians in jeopardy. Well, that's the Iran-Contra dance. Oh!
Trenchant political commentary.
Similar to square dance, but done in a line. So contra dance is the cultural term for line dancing. Participants dance in a set of about a dozen couples and interact with a partner along with other dancers in the set. So it's square dancing, swinging. It's swinging square dancing. And I mean swinging with a scarf tied around your neck. I don't mean swinging with a Christian overtone. Why is it that all Christians swing dance?
It makes them scarier. I thought you meant swinging as in everybody gets together and humps afterwards.
That's what I'm talking about. Participants dance in a set of about a dozen couples and interact with a partner along with the other dancers in the set. So it's like you got dancing. You got your wife there, but then you got everybody else there too.
Well, I like how they put dancing in quotes on the card.
Yeah, that's nice. A caller explains the movements for each dance. All right, now grab someone named Earl and hump them hard and walk through beforehand. And
freeze.
Also perhaps the dance.
Freeze. Oh, no. Cut to poor Earl. About 6 hours after taking the
Can
course.
We stop doing the hump of Earl dance? I don't want to do the hump of Earl again.
I need some more ice.
Say, we got any vitamin E?
Come back.
Music at Urbana Country Dances is provided by a live fiddle and string band. It's one guy on fiddle, one guy on string.
One string.
Twink. It's actually just twine. A donation is requested to fund the fees for the bands, callers, and facility. Free workshops are also held some evenings before the dance. No, you're not humping right. Now, when you get Earl, you want to hump him. card. For more details about Urbana Country Dancers, call 359-8225 or alternately just call Suey! See who comes running. Or on the web, go to www.prairienet.org/Contra.
Hump, hump, hump.
Which used to be the Contra Rebels website, but they've stopped using it. So, upcoming performers at Urbana Country Dancers include, on Friday, March 3rd, Colin McCoy and Michael Shapiro. Fiddler Colin McCoy pairs up with Michael Shapiro, guitarist and longtime CU Contra dance musician.
Doesn't Shapiro sound more like, say, a chiropractor than a podiatrist than a Contra dance? Yeah. You know, I was doing some technical work, which is why you didn't have to hear my voice during that segment. I was absolutely shocked to find my colleagues talking about humping when I returned to the air.
Were we bad? Were we naughty? Do we get the hose after the segment's over? Are we getting the hose?
Breaking the new hose. Horizons and humping radio.
Speaking of dancing, the two-step and country line dancing classes in Urbana. Mondays, February 28th through May 8th. Parkland College will offer three country dance courses on Monday, February 28th through May 8th. Country line dancing for beginners will teach beginners one new dance a week from 6 to 7 p.m.
The humpa 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 girl is until later in the sessions.
Be patient. It's worth the wait.
Intermediate country line dance will teach more advanced classes, more advanced dances from 7
to 8. This is just for those of you who don't understand the concept of beginner and intermediate.
Intermediate country two-step and other partner dances will be taught from 8:30 to 9:30.
I'm a big fan of two-step dances because I've seen a lot of people who learned one-step and they just kind of wiggle.
Advanced two-step. There's actually another leg thrown into the mix that you have to negotiate.
Two steps, three legs.
All the classes will take place at the Urbana Civic Center.
Three legs, two steps, and one dance.
108 Water Street, Urbana. And then, I don't know, I always like reading out the fee, even though they have it crossed out, because they still haven't gotten around to just omitting that part, and it's too tempting. So it's going to cost you about $45, roughly, around $45. You know, that's what my guess is. So I'm not going to actually read out the thing, but it's right around $45.
Possibly.
Who knows? That's what I would, that would be a steal for classes like this, at least, I think.
Get a second step.
For registration, call 351-2571.
I can feel the remorse. The Carl Foundation Hospital and Urbana Fire Rescue hold a community CPR class on the second and third Tuesday of every month. What that basically means is don't you dare choke on the first or fourth Tuesday of every month because you're in a lot of trouble at that point. Second and third Tuesday of every month, the next class is March 14th. Classes are open to anyone interested in learning how to perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation. It's my favorite kind of resuscitation, personally. Or at least one of the top 10 kinds of resuscitation. Definitely. Yeah. Participants will be taught adult, child, and infant CPR techniques, leaving out the elderly, as it should be, as well as the Heimlich procedure. And I was always taught to me as a Heimlich like technique or something like that. I don't remember ever it being called the Heimlich procedure.
It's more of a lifestyle, man. You got to live the Heimlich.
Yeah, I guess you do.
Heimlich lifestyle.
You got to be on the scene.
Choke and vomit. Choke and vomit.
With your ear to the streets.
Not even Heimlichs live that. Heimlich lifestyle, and will be recognized for their
participation. Living Lovita Heimlich. He choked on a chicken bone. I grabbed her around the sternum, put my fist into my hand, pulled back really hard. Her skin, the color blue. Her passage, visible black. I punched her in the tummy. Out came the frozen block of peas that she ate. Living La Vida Heimlich. 1, 2, 3, 4, hop. Living La Vida Heimlich. Living La Vida Heimlich. Living La Vida Heimlich.
Matt and I did a conversation just yesterday. We're bemoaning the lack of people in the backgrounds of songs who sound like pterodactyls. And I think I just solved that right there.
It's really not enough pterodactyl sampling.
Got that sorted right out. There is a nominal charge to attend in case you have any idea what the hell we're talking about. Just go. I've forgotten.
Anything that only costs a nominal charge.
Yeah. Classes for healthcare providers will be held the second Wednesday of each month. There is also a fee for this class. The next healthcare provider CPR class is March 8th, in case you're a healthcare provider and you're collectively listening to What Channel is Like, which happens frequently. CPR is taught at Cut to ask if they've ever seen a dead guy. Call the Urbana Fire Rescue Services Department at 384-2420.
Hello, Urbana Fire Services Department.
Have you ever seen a dead guy?
Who is this?
I just heard
how did
radio.
You know? Who is this? Is this Vinny? Okay, I found this one in the back of the box. I just thought I couldn't pass up reading this because, you know, it's important. The Alzheimer's Association is a national nonprofit organization based in Chicago. Working through more than 200 chapters, the association stands by victims of Alzheimer's disease, their families, and their caregivers. Now you're going to want to get a piece of paper because if you have Alzheimer's, you won't remember this phone number. Call the local chapter at 217-351-1726 or toll-free at 1-888-686-1726. Call the local chapter at 217-351-1726 and you want to get a piece of paper because if you have Alzheimer's, you won't remember this. Or toll-free at 1-888-686-1726.
Listeners may be wondering, why does Eric never get support from his fellow DJs on that PSA?
And, what?
You're just going to keep wondering.
What are you talking about?
Listeners afflicted with Alzheimer's don't wonder why Eric never gets support on that PSA because it's a fresh thing to them every time. Read in an article today that that John McCain, actually, presidential candidate John McCain, made an Alzheimer's joke recently. And I want to find the Alzheimer's joke and find out what it is because if he did, he's got my vote.
All right, and I just want to point out that that makes my Alzheimer's joke that much better because not only does it work for the people, it's really funny because, you know, I keep reading it like I have never read it before. You know, this is to let you in on the process. So it's funny. But for those people who have Alzheimer's, now it's a meta joke because we can laugh about that because it's funny because they think it's funny every time. See, it works on many levels. I'm just a step ahead of you guys at all times.
It's like I've known that from the beginning.
Bite me.
My silence comes from pure awe for no other reason.
My silence comes from
inside, chaos. Outside, hook, living la vida, I'm Nick.
Jesus.
I did it again.
You're like me over there.
Broke the microphone. Matt,
pull a screw out?
I got another Know Your University lecture series.
Oh, good, man. I'd forgotten who my university was.
Seriously, there's a lot of things about the university you don't know. Yeah. Know Your University, the University YMCA's lecture series featuring topics of interest to the University of Illinois community, will feature the following presentations, Tuesday the 29th, midday musical interlude, led by Rudolf Hacken, assistant professor, Department of Music. Free. Lecture and discussion, 12:10 to 12:55, because who couldn't use a little free music?
Led in lockstep by Rudolf Hacken.
Mm-hmm.
No insubordination during the musical intermission will be tolerated.
No, your university.
Because all Germans are Nazis. That's how that one works.
Audio footnote, Ramson, do the genealogy. End audio footnote.
No, your university is designed to provide students, faculty, and community members with a unique opportunity to discuss current campus issues in an open forum with the personalities that deal with these challenges on a daily basis at the University of Illinois.
Audio footnote. Haydn. Actually, I'm an Eskimo. And audio footnote.
You can spend your Tuesday lunch hour learning more about the issues that affect you. Lunch is available by reservation, but those who prefer may attend the presentations free without purchasing lunch. All lectures are held in the University YMCA's Letzer Hall, 1001 South Wright Street, Champaign. For more information, call Patrick Oray at 337-1514.
It's a big old hall of Latzer.
This message is brought to you by the University of YMCA at the what a cocky bunch. How many times can they say their name in one damn PSA? The University of YMCA, the University of YMCA. We brought you this, the University of YMCA, New York University, and the YMCA is going to show you how to know the University of Illinois YMCA. engaging people in service reflection and action since 1873. Bunch of stuck-up bastards.
The opinions of the radio hosts do not necessarily reflect the opinions of left. That's not necessarily.
And finally, I always hear this being read on, TV shows, and I had wondered if we were ever going to be forcibly compelled to read it. And as it turns out, we are. This is kind of a new thing. So let me say that WEFT is supported in part by grants from the Illinois Arts Council and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This episode brought to you by the letter W.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Mark Hyden is supported in part by Legs and Jet Alert.
How long have you had that one stocked up?
No, not that, dude, that's right
good.
Now.
That's good.
That's the truth, man.
What the hell is this you're looking at? Oh, my. Look at the like the icy blue-eyed stare of Huey Lewis on the front cover of that album.
The things you find in the studio, man. That thing's been sitting there since it was last played.
That's like that's the LP, which was like 1987.
Yeah.
It's like the LP cover to Huey Lewis in the News. Picture this.
Get him on the back.
Wow. Like, that takes a lot.
Cocky bastard. Yeah. It's like the YMCA, this guy.
That takes a lot to... He's holding it exactly in the right place. The rest of the News. Who else is in the News? Sean Hopper on keyboards and vocals. Mario Cipollina on bass and vocals. Billy Gibson on drums, percussion and vocals. Johnny Cola, saxophone, guitars and vocals. Oh, I forgot Chris Hayes, lead guitar and vocals. That's this guy. He was with Huey for a long time. So was that creepy dude back there. I remember him from the video for the, what song was it? Is it on this one?
Power of Love?
No, he's the one where there was vampires. He was the vampire.
So the other ones hopped off the Huey Lewis and the News train?
I don't remember. No, I think they were all with him.
Fools.
Thanks to Sidney Conroy. Oh. That guy. Okay, I'm sorry.
359-9338 is the phone number. We've got one powerful segment left 13 in...
13-minute Herald.
Yeah. This should be about 15. One powerful segment left in What Jail's Like, and that is the Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald's much like Huey Lewis in the News.
I don't see that, but I'd like to hear you explain it to me.
All right, well, very popular in the mid-80s, kind of losing some steam in the 90s, and then making a subtle yet classy comeback doing covers of old blues hits. And it has an icy, icy, blue-eyed stare. So what we need you to do is call up and give us the brain that we shall place into this man-made monster called Huey Lewis. That brain will be a word, a phrase, a sentence, preferably a word, and preferably a normal word like shoe or pen. But please don't give us shoe or pen.
Give us the seed for a 15-minute gigantic mass of concentrated narrative funny. 359-9338.